At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Yeah. I hope you're ready to dish with us, but before we get started, we have to say hello to the Atlanta crew. Hello, Atlanta.
What's up, fans?
Hello.
Look who's here, our special friend, Andrew Freund.
Andrew.
I'm here, everybody.
He's going to be hanging out with us today, and I guess Andrew and Heidi and Chewy attended the 2019 LA K-Con. I don't know why I wasn't invited. But we'll have the first part of that later in the show. But Heidi, what you got?
Well, it looks like Jamie Foxx is homeless. Word on the street is Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes have officially split up. Now, the news of their split comes 3 days after Foxx was spotted holding hands with a much younger woman. Yes, we do have photos.
Maybe he's just helping her over some ice.
Exactly.
You have no idea what's going on there.
She's a singer named Celavave, and if you're like me, you're wondering, are Jamie and Katie really broken up? Here's the thing. I never really even knew that they were together, so I'm not really that heartbroken.
Yeah. I think this is the typical situation when you're dating somebody in secret. It's all spicy and good. You got everybody wondering what's going on. And then when you can openly date them, it's like, oh,
it ain't fun no more.
It ain't fun no more. Like you're like going to see a girlfriend.
Are we sure that she's not a friend of his daughter's? Because
she's pretty young.
Old enough to be daughter's.
No, that seems like his stilo. I have seen him with a couple young ones.
Or maybe she's had too many cocktails and he's just escorting her to her Uber.
That's true.
Right? Sounds like she's not really from here. She doesn't really know her way around.
Right. Yeah. Fox Maybe she's blind. Maybe she's blind. She's clearly blind, y'all.
We're moving on. Jada Pinkett Smith is once again discussing her marriage and how she always knew she wasn't capable of fitting into the conventional wife role. Now, she told reporters, I knew that I was not built for conventional marriage. Even the word wife, it's a golden cage. Swallow the key. Even before I was married, I was like, that'll kill me. And it damn near did. Now, Portia, Heidi, Brad, do you believe a traditional wife role is, you know, I don't know. What do you think that is?
I'm a little non-traditional, and I am a wife, but I also have a wife, and I think wives are awesome.
Well, some people can afford a traditional marriage where the wife is sitting at home and you know, the husband is paying for everything. But these days, tables are turned. Now women are making money and women are taking care of business and we ain't at home all day. The man may be at home.
What about in the sense of Will and Jada? I mean, both of them are these insanely famous people, so there will be no traditional marriage in their lives. So it's just different for them.
But there's no shock for that. I think we all heard around the streets that they have never been traditional. They've always been kind of
open. I think that's what makes their relationship work.
It does.
And, with that being said, too, with them not being traditional, Jada being the wife, she should get Will, get another woman to bring to the house.
You done jumped all the way out the window,
Gotta keep it competitive.
Exactly.
she got to bring, she should bring another woman in for Will. She should make sure the other woman cooks and cleans, but not as attractive as she is.
Oh, well, because, then, you know, I guess I'm traditional then if that's the opposite.
Frank has a wife. Would you be okay if...
I do.
If you... I know, I try to remind him every once in a while. You have a wife, would you be... I mean, I guess she's a traditional wife. You go and work and she stays home and takes care of the home. Right. Would you be okay with a non-traditional role of she goes out and makes the money and you can stay home?
Oh, hell yeah. I'd be down for that.
Really?
I think in our case that it has been the one income family, and in most cases now you can't live as a one-income family. Both people have to work.
Right.
And if you're both working, then you can manipulate who's going to do this, who's available to do this job, and the roles are, I guess,
more
mixed and blurred.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But in this case with Will and Jada, it's like they both were very, very busy people. And have you noticed, they're not really doing any more new movies, but Will's got his Facebook stuff going on, and so does she. Like, they both said, let's create a podcast, because I need to be busy or else I got to cook.
Now, I will say that I sat down with Jada over the weekend, and there is something about this woman. I sat down with her. We were talking about her new movie, Angel Has Fallen, with Jerry Butler. Mm-hmm. Huge
action. Did you call him Jerry?
I call him Jerry. We go way back.
Oh, my God.
I'm all the way back to Jerry.
Yeah. Showing off. He has everybody.
Oh,
Jerry. Jerry. But you sit down with Jada, and I just wanted to, like, tell her about my life. She's like a therapist.
Yes, she's everything.
She has this like ethereal beauty about her, and she sits down and she's like inquisitive and she wants to know about you, and you just want to tell her everything.
Yep.
I'm like,
did you tell her everything?
I did. I was like, oh my God.
Well, if you're watching Netflix at the job, honey, you better watch out before you end up like this woman. According to reports, Robert De Niro's production company has filed a $6 million lawsuit against former employee Chase Robinson for embezzlement and binge-watching Netflix at work, allegedly watching 55 episodes of Friends in just 4 days. Wait a minute. And even while earning six figures, the suit alleges that Robinson racked up $32,000 in unauthorized charges for personal Uber and taxi rides, over $12,000 at Paola's restaurant, and over $8,000 at Dean and DeLuca and Whole Foods. Wait, it gets worse. Okay, she's also being accused of using the company's money for personal items such as iPhones, a Louis Vuitton bag, and a dog sitter.
Oh, she thought she was his side chick.
Okay.
Why else she thinks she deserved them damn perks?
Okay.
None of these people ever seen a Robert De Niro movie. I mean, he will come and f***ing break your leg.
Okay.
What the hell?
Why would you even try with Robert De Niro?
Right.
Yeah. Like, she was the mistress, honey. That's probably why Grace left him. Because she sounds very mistress.
I want to see her busy face. I mean, for her to be able to watch this much TV at work, what the hell she look like when she act like she working? Okay.
Is it one of those situations where she's got the monitor up, she's watching Friends, but has another tab, like a spreadsheet tab open.
Yeah.
And so he walks up and she's like, click, all right, let me...
Okay. Yeah. All right, y'all, it's time for...
What the fashion?
Okay, Joe Jonas just turned 30, and his wife, Game of Thrones star Sophie Turner, threw him a James Bond-themed birthday party. And staying with the theme, Sophie rocked a very sexy black dress with a thigh-high slit and a gold choker.
Yes!
Mm-hmm. Ooh, she slayed this look,
y'all.
Yes,
she did.
Now, of course, the internet pointed out that Joe's ex-girlfriend, Taylor Swift, wore the same dress 3 years ago to Vanity Fair's Oscar party. And instead of choosing sides, though, y'all, the fans took the high road, and they pretty much were like, yo, both women look really
awesome.
Good. Both women slay.
Good.
Okay. But our Gary here loves to take the low road. So can you please tell us, what do you think it is?
Well, you know what, honey? I thought that it was very tacky of Sophie to wear the dress that Miss Swift wore 3 years ago.
But what if Sophie ain't paying attention to what Taylor Swift wore?
So Taylor wore it 3 years ago.
That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
So Sophie should have looked in Taylor's Rolodex to see if she wore that dress.
No, it's not even Sophie. It's a stylist. A stylist is like, here, wear this.
Well, the stylist needs to be fired because she was being messy.
No, because the stylist should check.
Here's what's happening. It's not Sophie. It's not the stylist. This is Joe Jonas. This is a guy who grew up playing with paper dolls, and he dresses his women. He kept this dress in his closet. That's why they're both wearing the same thing.
That's creepy.
That is creepy. Wear this dress.
The internet didn't ask who wore it best, but who wore it best.
But Taylor wore it best. I love her
Taylor. I'm going to take the high road because I might need to sit in front of these people sometime soon. I think they all look f***ing great.
No, and if you notice, they both have the same knee makeup.
Yeah. I think that Frank has so much comments about this dress. I would like to see Frank in this dress.
Oh. Oh.
I would like to see that.
A little Photoshop.
Yeah.
Who wore it better? All right, well, up next, there is a country music feud happening. We're going to talk about that. And myself and Andrew Freund were out at KCON 2019. And I don't know about you, Andrew, but I'm never going to be the same.
No, I'm not either.
Oh, yeah. You're going to see it up next. Dish
Nation. The most important time to get things done is now. For small business owners or people who produce their own content like me, being plugged in and prepared when an opportunity comes up is crucial. Those moments happen all the time, and they're happening now. Having a business card that shows how professional you are in your pocket, ready to hand out, is the first step to making something happen. Your next big opportunity is coming right now, and all it takes to feel like you're ready to own the now is $10. For just 10 bucks, Vista Print gives you 500 personalized cards with exactly the look you want. That's a low price to make a lasting impression. So are you ready to get started on your card? It's really easy. Just plug your information in and logo into hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company, or upload your own original layout. Pick your paper, stock, style, and quantity that's right for you. Vista Print wants you to be able to own the now in any situation, which is why my viewers will get 500 high-quality custom business cards starting at $9.99. Just go to VistaPrint.com/dish. That's VistaPrint.com/dish to get 500 custom business cards and own the now. VistaPrint.com/dish.
Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Yeehaw, partners, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Oh, it's a good old duel between two country cowboys. Now you got singer Blake Shelton. He might be throwing a little bit of shade over yonder at Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus because they've been sitting at the top of the heap with their hit song, Old Town Road.
Uh-huh.
Now, for those who don't reckon the story, Blake released a new song called Hell Right featuring Trace Atkins. And in the song, both artists refer to the song Old Town Road, but it's raising some eyebrows around these parts. Take a listen.
Hell Right. Okay. Couple girls with their boots on, got their Bluetooth on, t-shirts saying go Sooners. Then the girl from the small town took off the old town, put on a little Hank Jr.
Thank God.
Hell Right.
You know they don't like him anyway. They don't like the fact that he done infiltrated the country scene, honey.
That was shady. And then he said, thank God.
Right.
Hell Right. Allow me to switch hats for a second.
Hey, yo, the shade was impeccable. Like, so Lil Nas X got wind of the shade and he tweeted, it don't slap like Old Town Road, though.
Boom.
Now, Blake heard the rumor mill swirling about his lyrics and he had his rep release a statement that said, it absolutely not throwing any kind of shade at Lil Nas X at all. And Blake says that this literally has nothing to do with anything except at how much the song is played. It could have been Achy Breaky Heart or any other overplayed song.
Oh.
So there was definitely some shade there. It was
shade
a swipe.
Inside the shade.
Whatever the case may be, this may make you happy, Blake Shelton. Lil Nas X has been dethroned. The new number one song in the country right now is Bad Guy by Billie Eilish, and that's also a bop as well. Song really goes.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
okay.
Does. But did Blake Shelton, was that rhyming? Was he rapping, kind of?
It kind of put me in the same vein as, like, an Old Town
like
Road kind of record.
Do. Yeah, like, why you rapping then?
He gave us the great value version.
Yes, he did. Well, if at first you you don't succeed, dust your ass off and try again.
Hey!
You can dust it off? Okay, I'm sorry. Well, remember the actress Raquel Bailey who put up billboards here in Atlanta to get the attention of Tyler Perry?
Oh, yeah.
Well, y'all, guess what? It worked because despite of Mr. Perry being a bit bothered about the billboards, she landed a gig on his new show, Sister.
Okay.
Oh, yes, she did. So yes. Raquel was cast 2 weeks ago and has already started shooting, y'all. Sources are saying that she will be featured on the show as a cop who had a past relationship with one of the lead characters. Now, that just goes to show you, pursue your dreams by any means necessary.
That's exactly right. That's right. Yeah. Well, one thing about it, if you look at her picture, you can see that she's intense. She looked like an actress on that headshot.
She looked like Jodie Watley.
Yeah, she does. Well, she must have been a hell of an actress for him to turn around from being pissed about it to hiring the girl.
Exactly.
Well, then we don't know what Sisters is about neither, so she might have to do that much in it.
They just told us.
She's playing a cop.
She's playing a cop.
Oh, well, Sisters is a show about a lot of women of different cultures or whatever, and they're all single.
Is this the prequel to Sister Sister?
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Yo, guess what time it is, y'all?
It's deal time!
And this deal right here will help keep you stress-free.
Wow, what is it?
Well, Gary, have you ever dreamed of having a magical masseuse pop up wherever you go? Well, your dreams can now be reality with this IQ Shiatsu Wireless Neck Massager. Now, this massager is going to get you right with this heated massage technology that'll soothe the muscle aches and your pains away.
Oh, it sure does have a unique shape, honey. I'm gonna like push your butt.
Oh, yeah. The unique shape massage ball helps to keep the rub down smooth and gentle and works for a majority of the body. And also, the front handles allow pressure adjustment during use.
This is cool. Is there different massage modes?
Yep, sure is. And it can help increase circulation and mobility. Also, the controls are easy to use and there's an automatic timer.
Well, Headcrack, I mean, this lean machine, I need one of these. How much is it?
Now, usually this bad boy right here will run you about $280 before I dish it. It's only $49, y'all. Oh, yeah.
That's a good deal.
Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Okay, up next, our friends Heidi and Andrew Front hit up KCON in Los Angeles for a lot of food, beauty, and fun. You don't want to miss it right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. It is very exciting. As you can see, obviously, I'm no longer in the Dish Nation studios. I am out and about and loving it. I am downtown Los Angeles at this enormous event, KCON 2019. This is absolutely incredible. Since I am the prettiest host on Dish Nation, I guess I'm going to do the beauty segment, and I can't do the beauty segment alone. I decided to reach out to a very famous YouTuber. So Eddie Avila is here with me to talk KCON, to talk all things beauty. What makes KCON so special?
Having a place where you get K-pop, culture, food, everything all in one. So,
could you do something in the K-pop beauty line to me right now that would be kind of simple but could make me feel, you know, a part of it all?
Lips are a really big thing in Korea, so maybe something like an overlip or like a two-tone sort of look.
All right. I'm going to be a part of a sensation.
So what you're going to do is you're going to take the sort of muted, nudie shade and you're going to apply it. And the thing is, when you add the second color on top of this, the first base color almost acts like your natural lip color, if that makes sense. So that's why kind of, hopefully, you can see on here, it gives the illusion of slightly bigger lips.
All right, we're going shopping and Eddie's buying. And this lovely gentleman here pulled me out of a crowd of people to have me try this product, which apparently is for double chins. So, I don't know. I'm trying it. Now, how long do I have to wear this for my double chin to go away?
From 1 to 2 hours. This is a clinical report.
1 to 2 hours. Yeah. So, the rest of KCON, this is what you're looking at, people, okay? This is it. Let's see if I can get my whole head covered up by the time I leave this place. That's the goal. All right, stay tuned. All right, well, I think it's safe to say this was a very successful KCON 2019. I'm loving my new look. So much more to see. So, Andrew, what you got going on?
What? Thanks, Heidi. Your jawline looks absolutely fantastic. I'm getting ready to go to the best section of this place, the food section.
This is a giant squid.
What's his name?
Squid?
One second.
part of
the thing. It's good.
Korean fried chicken is
right
here.
Oh, give me that
boneless
pork,
skinless
Mike.
Chicken thigh. It's tossed in a sweet, spicy sauce. It's a top secret. I can't tell you what's in it. Other than love and soul, spelled with an O-U-L.
And crack cocaine.
Oh, yes.
All right, now how do I even attempt? I'm just going to go for it. Like,
dive in.
Frank is red hot. I'm here with Albert now from Belly Bombs. Albert, what are these beautiful items?
Today we have our bomb dust fries. It's our dry rub fries, and we also have our fully loaded pork belly fries.
I'm going to go first with fully loaded, because you know what? Why not? Get some of that. I'm just going to use my hands, because it's okay. Ooh, there's some screaming going on. Hold on. Hold the mic, Albert.
Gotcha.
Bye.
Dish Nation. What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Woo! Now, this next story is going to make people think twice about self-diagnosing their own health issues. So, Danette and Austin Gills were home in Sturgis, South Dakota, when Danette felt sick. So, she thought she might be passing kidney stones, but it was really this. Take a look.
Started getting pains, figured it was kidney stones, because I've went through them before.
But Danette was actually going into labor, and doctors told her, expect twins.
It was quiet. We thought they were done. He's over there kind of like rocking, like thinking of the names. And then she's like, well, we need another blanket. And his reaction's like, excuse me, put it back. No. I'm told I have twins. I'm not doing triplets.
Wow.
Well, that's the thing about diagnosing yourself through Google is that you feel a symptom for like a week, you watch it, and then you're like, okay, here's another symptom, and you go online and you figure out what it is.
You better take your ass to the doctor, even if it's a kidney stone. That hurt. You need to go to the doctor.
That's a big kidney stone, then. I mean, come on now.
Like when PJ came, right? And you was expecting one, and three came out.
I'd have had to leave a couple at the hospital. That's just too many.
No, you can't.
That's too many babies.
You wouldn't have done that.
No, they already have two kids. So this man is like, I'm already paying enough money.
Thank
and he just said, put it back.
He said, put it back.
Now, the trippers' names are Blaze, Gypsy, and Nikki.
Oh, that's cute.
Nikki. Where Nikki come in at?
Girl.
They should rename him Blaze, Gypsy, and Surprise.
Right.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com and take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.